The very last unicorn is now hidden well by those who have put him under a spell. 4 centuries, 4 decades from that afternoon, at the end of November before the blue moon, he will wake once more and be free to go home if you call out his name, Divine Flower of Rome. You must coax him to stand once his name is spoken. His chain will break and the spell too be broken. Then a young girl must love him and show him the way, lest he be trapped forever on public display. If he loses this chance to rise and depart, all magic will fade from his horn and his heart.
A unicorn, breathed Annie. I love him already. I'll show him the way.
But this poem is really hard to understand, said Jack. What kind of research book did Morgan send us? He picked up the book that had been left for them by Morgan Le Fay, the librarian of Camelot. The cover showed a row of skyscrapers. The title was New York City Guidebook, 1938.
New York City? Said Annie. I love New York City. Remember the great time we had there with Aunt Mallory?
Yeah, I love it too, said Jack. But why would there be a unicorn in New York City in 1938? A unicorn is an ancient fantasy creature. New York City's a real place, and 1938 is not even that long ago.
You're right, said Annie. It sounds like a hard mission, but don't forget we have Teddy and Kathleen's magic rhymes to help us.
Yeah, said Jack. He pulled out the book given to them by their friends, Teddy and Kathleen, 2 young enchanters of Camelot. The problem is, we can only use each rhyme once, and we've already used 7 out of the 10.
Which means we still have 3 left, said Annie. What are they?
Pull a cloud from the sky, said Jack.
Cool, said Annie.
Yeah, it is, said Jack, but I'm not sure it will be much use. He looked back at the book. Find a treasure you must never lose, he said.
Hey, that's a really good one, said Annie. The unicorn's a treasure, so that rhyme could take care of our whole mission.
But it only partly fits, said Jack. You could call the unicorn a treasure, but once we find him, we have to lose him. He has to go back home.
Oh, right, said Annie. What else?
Your favorite, said Jack. Turn into ducks. Annie laughed.
I can't wait to use that one, she said.
I hope we never use that one, said Jack. He didn't want to waddle around and quack like a duck. These leftover rhymes don't seem very helpful to me.
Well, let's just wait and see, said Annie. But now,
she held up Morgan's research book and smiled. Jack nodded. New York City, here we come, he said. He pointed at the book's cover. I wish we could go there. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.